the forced calm. The plane lurched again, this time much more violently. Aiden's body was thrown forward, pressing against the seat in front of him as a sharp, deafening noise filled the cabin. A violent shaking followed, and before he could fully comprehend what was happening, everything around him exploded into chaos. The windows shattered, the plane's fuselage twisted with a gut-wrenching groan. Aiden's seatbelt yanked hard against his chest, and he felt his body pressed into the seat, helpless against the wild force of the plane's descent. His ears rang. The screaming wind filled every inch of space as the world outside became a blur. A moment later, a massive impact slammed through his body. A sickening thud. A blast of pain. And then, darkness. When Aiden opened his eyes, it was as though the world had been torn apart. His head throbbed, sharp and dizzying, and his vision swam in and out of focus. The scent of burning plastic and fuel hit him first, followed by the sharp tang of blood. His mouth was dry, and his skin stung where he had been scraped by something sharp. Aiden gasped for air as his brain struggled to catch up with his senses. He was lying on something hard, the seatbelt still fastened across his chest. He was still alive. But what about his parents? Where were they? He had a sickening feeling they were inside the plane somewhere, trapped in the flames. The panic set in as he frantically scanned the wreckage. The plane's interior was unrecognizable. Splintered wood and twisted metal everywhere, smoke curling up from the remains of the engine. The plane was engulfed in flames. Jagged edges of the plane's structure hung precariously, and glass was scattered across the cabin. The deep thrum of the wind outside whipped through the open spaces where the plane's walls had been torn away. His parents. Aiden's chest tightened as he reached out, his breath quick and shallow. His mom and dad were not in their seats. He called out, his voice cracking with fear. "Mom? Dad?" His voice echoed, but there was no response. There was only silence, save for the whistling of the wind. Aiden tried to push himself up, but a wave of dizziness hit him hard. His legs buckled beneath him, and he collapsed to the ground. His head spun, and he closed his eyes, fighting the nausea. He could feel the jagged edges of the wreckage digging into his skin as he crawled across the shattered floor. It felt like hours, though it was only moments. He forced himself to sit up despite the pain. The Alaskan wilderness stretched before him, vast, silent, and cold. The crash had thrown him far from any civilization. The only thing he had now was the remnants of the plane and his wits. Aiden swallowed hard. He could do this. He had to do this. He couldn't wait for someone to come. His parents were gone. He was alone, and there was no time to mourn. Survival was all that mattered now. His first thought was to find water. He could survive without food for a time, but water? He needed water. With a shaky breath, he gathered his bearings. The wreckage had thrown him into a dense patch of forest. The crash had come down on the edge of a mountain range. He was far from any road, and the silence around him seemed almost unnatural, like the wilderness had swallowed up the rest of the world. Aiden didn't know where to go, but he knew he had to move. He had to get out of the wreckage and into the safety of the trees. He feared any minute that the flames would ignite the remaining fuel in the fuel tank and explode. Grabbing a battered backpack that had somehow survived the crash, Aiden took one last look at the twisted remains of the plane. Then, with nothing but the sound of his own breathing in the air, he made his way into the wild. Aiden